Yeah, and you were there in 2004, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the last couple years since then, I think you could arguably say that the situation has gotten far worse. Yeah. Do you think you would go back today if you know the same opportunity presented itself in 2006?
I would definitely go back. You know, and I'm sort of planning in the distance a time to return there. I feel a commitment now, having been there, to try to do everything I can to bring our soldiers home as fast as possible, and to allow the Iraqi people who have gone through so much to create their own life and their own democracy there.
And so when you came back, and well, I guess the movie came out in July, right? So with the movie and the CD out now, what sort of reaction have you gotten?
Well, we've been traveling all around the world showing the film, and we've released it in a unique way. We didn't want to just put it into art house theaters and have it run for 3 or 4 days and then be gone. What we've done is we've toured with it as if it were a rock album. And so we did last year throughout the beginning of this year and last fall, about 50 or 60 cities around North America. We've probably done 20 cities in Europe, about 15 in Australia, and just recently we were in Japan doing the same thing. And now on our American tour, every town that we stop in, or most towns that we stop in, we also set up screenings the next night after we leave, after we've done playing a show with the band. So that way we've been able to get the film out to a lot more people. And we also sell the DVD online.
What's their reaction to it?
Oh, it's been amazing. People have never seen what life is like on the street there, you know, and what life is like, for example, a heavy metal band in Baghdad who, because they don't have anything, have to use a generator for electricity. So they have to run this diesel generator in a basement with them, play their guitars over the din of this generator, sing over the choke of the exhaust, and then when they break a string, they have to use bits of telephone wire to replace the strings on their guitars. And you see stuff like that, and it puts a whole new perspective on the war.
Have you kept in touch with any of those people that are in the movie?
I have. I kept in touch with Walid, who's the singer of the Black Scorpions, with Meher, who was one of our drivers, who's really prominently featured in the film, and then throughout Israel and Palestine, where we've been in the occupied territories, and in Israel, we've kept in touch with a lot of the people. And at our annual Power to the Peaceful concert in San Francisco, we brought over this year an Israeli woman and a Palestinian woman who have started an organization called the Bereaved Parents Family Circle, which is a group of families who have lost family members in the conflict, who on both the Israeli and Palestinian side have come together to talk about what their pain and express their voice in a way that says we don't want the death of our children to be used as a call for more war, but to be used as a call to end war.